This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Raymond Tungakar. A rally at the Missouri Capitol has drawn about 200 people opposing a federal mandate requiring employers to provide health insurance that includes coverage of contraception. Today's rally was one of dozens being held in cities throughout the country. Speakers at the Jefferson City event said contraception, sterilization, and abortion violate their moral beliefs. They said a government policy requiring insurance coverage for such things encroaches on religious freedom. Bishop John Gatos of the Roman Catholic Diocese of Jefferson City was among those taking part. He says all Americans suffer without religious freedom and that the ability to have a free, creative, and robust society is at stake. People who go camping at state parks in Missouri can now add laptops and iPads to their list of camping gear and supplies. As St. Louis Public Radio's Marshall Griffin tells us, Wi-Fi use is expanding to most of Missouri's state parks.
Prior to this year, only Bennett Springs State Park had Wi-Fi service, which was used mainly for live trout cameras during trout season. Renee Bungart with the Department of Natural Resources says Wi-Fi service has now been expanded to 11 state park campgrounds.
Coverage really depends on the state park that they're going to visit. Some of our larger, more popular parks have full coverage across the campgrounds, and some of our other parks just have some hot spots, such as the visitor center.
Bungart says they plan to expand Wi-Fi service to 26 more state parks with campgrounds by year's end, and the service is free of charge. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Missouri's Appellate Judicial Commission is accepting applications for a new judge to sit on the 7-member Missouri Supreme Court. Judge William Ray Price Jr. announced earlier this week that he'll be resigning from the state high court on August 1st to return to private legal practice. The commission is accepting applications through July 13th. Beth Rigard is the Missouri Supreme Court Communications Counsel. She says that after Governor Jay Nixon appoints a judge to sit on the court, that judge will be reevaluated after 1 year of service.
Because this is a Supreme Court position, everyone in the state would have the opportunity to vote on whether this particular judge who will be chosen would get to keep their job.
Judge Price says he wants his successor to be chosen through the Missouri plan. This would allow citizens to nominate any outstanding lawyers or attorneys. The commission will interview the applicants in October and choose three finalists. Columbia government officials met today for the first of a two-day retreat. KBIA's Jamie Crockett reports.
Columbia City Council members and department staff brainstormed ideas for a vision statement and set goals that are expected to last for the next 3 years. Public Health and Human Services Director Stephanie Browning says planning is key.
Our resources are limited. We want to serve our residents. We want to provide the right kind of services with the resources we have. And so by taking the time to do some planning and to think very strategically, we can figure out how to do that best.
Browning says the retreat offers more room for discussion.
If you think about the way a normal city council meeting is, the staff come up and make a presentation and get a yay or a nay on what they're doing. But we are really having an opportunity to communicate, and I think that's really beneficial.
The retreat happens every year, but Browning says this is the first time strategic planning has been the focus. Jamie Crockett, KBIA News.
A new study out of Washington University suggests that a widely used phone hotline could also provide cancer prevention referrals. And as St. Louis Public Radio's Veronique LaCapra reports, a 211 health referral service could be especially helpful to women.
Throughout the country, people can call 211 to get help with basic services like housing and food. WashU public health expert Jason Purnell led a study that found 211 could be used to provide referrals for cancer screening and prevention services, too.
211 fielded over 16 million calls in 2009, where we have the most recent data, and that could translate into millions of people who have cancer control and prevention needs being reached every year.
Of the just over 1,400 callers who participated in the study, about 80% were women. Probably, Purnell says, because many more women call 211 than men. I'm Veronique LaCapra.
For KBIA News, I'm Raymond Tungakar.